Of all the Impressionist artists, Renoir was the one that spent perhaps the most effort throughout his career painting the floral still life. It was a genre he returned to again and again, and he wrote about painting flowers as a kind of a release or an escape from painting figures, for instance. And I think that that idea of flower painting and floral still life as being a space of freedom, of experimentation, is one that becomes very, very strong in the second half of the 19th century.
I would like to remark on the very modern elegance of the painting, the suaveness of the artist's touch, the elegance of the choice of flowers, the white roses, their casual, their profusion, but then yet they're casually presented wrapped in some paper and left on a chair with a velvet cushion. It speaks to a very modern lifestyle as well as being a very innovative kind of painting.
This idea that by focusing on a subject that is not narrative, it's not literary, that the painter has a kind of unparalleled freedom and can really focus on the act of painting. That's something that I think Renoir is expressing that other artists also expressed during these years.
I also would like to point out the fact that this almost monochrome painting or the restriction of the palette in Renoir, who is known as a master of color and could use, the most thrilling yellows and oranges in his paintings, but the rather subdued palette, and I think that is something that perhaps might owe something to Manet, who was an inspiration for many of the Impressionists, but also represented a polarity in flower painting where artists really used the flower and chose the flowers in a way with the color of the flower itself even before they set brush to canvas.
At first glance, we don't understand exactly what is happening here. I mean, we see this bunch of roses painted very quickly, very spontaneously, and the setting is made very secondary. But as we look and start to understand that this bunch of roses is wrapped in white paper for presentation and that it's sitting on a red velvet chair, the implied narrative starts to come together. We see, this is a bouquet that's been given to a woman in a theater, and she set down this bouquet. Perhaps she's moving around talking. There's sort of this hint at a narrative that is both modern, we're in a modern space, but also as something that's just sort of hinted at and suggested.
This is a painting that's really about the intimacy, about a relationship or an implied relationship between a man and a woman, carried out through private meanings, using flowers and bouquets to convey private messages, perhaps of love or affection, but in a very public setting. So it's a painting that's also about looking and perceiving, as well as about representation.
And it's possible that Renoir made this painting while he was preparing a larger subject, a modern genre painting, that showed a beautiful, fashionable woman at the theater holding just such a bouquet, sitting in a chair like this. And perhaps he painted this still life as he was preparing for that. And in working up just the sort of still life component, he had a great deal of freedom in how he approached that element of what became a more tightly controlled composition later.